Okay, we continue with Masechas Beitza, Daf Lamed Gimel, Amid Beis. We're going to begin about 15 lines or so from the top of the page. Tani Chada. So the Gemara says, Tani Chada Kotmo Umeriachbo, V'Tanya Idach Lo Yikmen Lahariachbo. So we have one Tana that says you can go ahead and be Kotem to clip a piece of wood Umeriachbo in order to smell it. Says Rashi, V'afilu L'chachila. This is permissible, even the chachila, the ha'aflach tos boshinov shari. Because as we learned, even to go ahead and to pick off a piece of wood in order to use as a toothpick, that's also permissible. El orcha de milsa nakat. But what's mentioned over here is just the normal manner of doing so. She'ein derech rakin l'takman lachtos. Because usually a person would not go ahead and use a soft piece of wood in order to clean their teeth. So therefore, the more likely scenario is a person is going to go ahead and clip off a piece in order to go ahead and smell it. V'tanya idach, we have another brayse that says lo yiktmenu lahariachbo, that this is aser. So we have an apparent contradiction over here between two brayseos. So am Reb Zeva Merav Chizal Lokashya habirakin habikashin. There's no machlokas over here. One is talking about rakin. One is talking about soft pieces of wood, which are roi lachilas behema, as we mentioned already. On the top of the Amud, so when it comes to Ochli Behema, Ein Behen Mishum Tok Tikun Kli, there's no concern whatsoever of Tikun Kli when it comes to using such wood or straw that are soft. However, Bekashin, if they are hard, so then they are not going to be Roy Lachila, says Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything. It's not going to be Roy Lachila's Behema, and therefore we are concerned. So says the Gemara, Maskevlo Rav Acha bar Yaakov b'kashin amaylo. What is the reason why you cannot go ahead and use hard pieces of wood? Says Rashi, lahach riachbo. Migazer abanon kashen miskavin lekli atu miskavin. Is it true that Chazal would say that it is usher to go ahead and to break off a piece of wood, which is hard piece of wood, in order to smell it, because we go there that you're going to come to do something with the intention of creating a kli? After all, we learn there's a mission in Shabbos which says Shover Adam es achavis lechem imena grogos ubavad shlo yiskaven asos kli. It says over there that a person can break open a barrel on Shabbos in order to remove the grogos, in order to remove the dates that are inside, ubavad shlo yiskaven asos kli, with the intent, with the condition that he does not intend to make a kli. So Rashi says over there, Magufa sheyesh bo grogos, you have a barrel which has grogos inside. You can do this in order to eat it. Ubevad shlo yiskaven liyafos es hashvira liyoslo lepeh, shetehei od kli. Right? You have to break it open in a way in which you are not trying to make a nice, even opening so that you can continue to use it as a functioning kli. Rather, it has to be done in a somewhat of a destructive way, or at least a way in which you're not intentionally opening up neatly so that it can continue to serve as a kli. So what do you see from here? Even though obviously that's talking about something which is davar kasha, we're not concerned that you cannot go ahead and be shover a chavis because when you don't intend to make it a kli, because it may lead to doing it with the intention of making a kli. So says the Gemara, really it should be the same thing over here. You know, if really there's nothing wrong with going ahead and breaking off a piece of hard wood in order to smell it, so why do we have to be concerned that you can't do it because you may come to make a kli? Why should that be a concern? Va'od, and furthermore, says the Gemara, Harava barav ada baravin barav ada, the amit shavayu ki havinan be'rav huda, have a meshapach v'yavin lon alvasa alvasa, afagav techazya, the kisasa the nargi v'chatzini. Furthermore, says the Gemara, we have Rava bar Ravada and Rabin bar Ravada, who both relate the following, that when they were at the house of Rabbi Yehuda, he would be mepashach v'yavin lon alvasa alvasa, which means he would go ahead and break off pieces of wood. Rashi says from Tlushin, he was taking it from, it sounds like there was a big tree or a big piece of a tree that was, it was separated from the ground before Shabbos, so there was no Isra over here of Kotzer. They were not removing anything from the place of growth. It was already separated from the ground. And he would go ahead and he would move big pieces of wood and give it to them. And afagav, even though the chazio lekisaso the nagi v'chatzini, even though technically these could have been used as handles for axes, for picks, as Rashi she kosher v'roy lasos mimena beis yad lekardom ulepesel. He was giving them these pieces of wood in order to go ahead and smell them, and they were hard pieces of wood, and they could have easily been used. They could have functioned as a handle to an axe. So here we have two questions. Really one question, but coming from two different places, as to why it is that the Gemara says, Lakashio habarakin habakashin, that when it comes to wood that is hard, you cannot break it off because we are gozer, that you may come to make a kli. After all, number one, we have the Mishnah which tells us, Shover adam esochavis lachom emena grogos, and bavachalis kavin lasos kli, that you can go ahead and you can break open a barrel as long as you do not have the intention to create a kli. And furthermore, we have this maisa that Rav Yehuda used to go ahead and break off pieces of wood to smell them, even though they were hard pieces of wood, and even though they could have easily been used in a manner which would have made them kalim. But nevertheless, since that wasn't what he was doing, it doesn't seem that there was a concern that this would be included in any gezeira. So says the Gemara, lo kashya, ha Rav Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, really, what's going on over here is we have a machlokes tanoim as to what the din is in this case. The Tanya, as we find in yet another brisa, Rav Eliezer Omer no tel adam kisem mil shelafanav lachlos boshinav. The Chachamim Omrim lo yitol elam evos shel behema. So Rav Eliezer says a person can go ahead and take a kisem mishelafanav. So that was the same din that we found in our Mishnah. A piece of wood, mishelafanav, that is before him, doesn't mean literally, but around the house, he can take that lachtos boshinav in order to go ahead and clean out his teeth. The Chachamim say, lo yitol elami evos shel behema, you can only take it if it's coming from the trough of a behema, meaning that it is, says Rashi, davar haroy lachila muchan l'chol tzorech. If it is something which is roy lachila, meaning, I don't know if it literally had to come from the animal's bowl, but the point is that it could have been together with that. This is roy lachilas behema. Aval eitzim, however, when it comes to wood, says Rashi, ho'il v'darkan davar ha'aser kigon lasos kelim lo'tiul tatulan l'hasaka. However, the Chachamim would say that when it comes to actual pieces of wood that an animal would not eat, so the only heter to move them is to is for the purpose of hasaka, but you're not permitted to do it for anything else, even to clean your teeth, right? So even if you're not going to make any kelim out of them. So here you have a machlokes between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim, and then it says v'shavin shelo yiktemenu, and they agree that you should not go ahead and clip this kisein, to go ahead and cut off a piece. V'im katmo lachzos boshinav, if you did this in order to go ahead and clean your teeth, v'lechtoach v'lechtoach v'od esadela, so to open a door with it, so v'shogei b'shabbos chayev chatos, if you did this unintentionally on Shabbos, you'd be chayev to bring a korban chatos, b'meizid b'yom tov sofeg esar boim. If you do this intentionally on Yoptif, so then you would be chayev malkus, which is the din, which is the onesh for one who was over malach on Yomtiv. Divrei Reb Eliezer, the Chachamim omrim echozeh v'echozeh eino ela mishum shvus. Chachamim say no, that over here there is no onesh whatsoever, because both of them are only aser mishum shvus. There's only an issur derabbanan over here. It's interesting to know that Braisa uses a sort of a funny lashon, because we're talking over here about being mechalos Shabbos b'shogeg, and in the same breath we talk about being mechalos yomtif b'mezid, right? It seems somewhat inconsistent within the Mishnah, within the Braisa. So the Rishonim that talk about that, but you may be wondering what's going on over here. But the bottom line is, whether you say that you're chayiv chatos for doing something on Shabbos b'shogeg, or you're chayiv malkus for doing it b'mezid and yomtif, the bottom line is that you're dealing over here with a real Issur d'oraisa, as opposed to the Chachamim who say, no. There's no Malkus, there's no Chatus. We're only dealing over here with the Shvus, which is with an Issur d'Rabbanan. So what do you see? You see in this braisa that there is a fundamental machlokas between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim as to whether or not breaking off a hard piece of wood on Shabbos or Yom Tov would be an Issur d'oraisa. if you're doing it again for the purpose of making a kli lachsos boshinov, or if it is only aser midrabanan. So the Gemara now goes on to explain how that answers our question. Rabbi Eliezer, the Kamar Hasam Chayav Chatos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says over there, Yechayav Chatos Hacha Pater of Alaser. Over here, he's going to say it's Pater of Alaser. Why? Because over here, why is this case different? Because over here, he's only doing Elah Hariachbo. He's only doing it to smell it, so he's not doing it to. He's not making a kli. So there's no reason, you can't say it's an issur d'oraisa, but still it's hasim d'rabbanan, because Chazal would go there that if you're going to go ahead and break off pieces of wood in order to smell them, so it's going to lead to the more serious problem, you're going to break off wood in order to clean your teeth or to break open a door, and that would actually be an issur d'oraisa. However, the Rabbanan, the Ka'amri Hasam Pater of Alasar, the Rabbanan will say that even by Shabbos or Yom Tov, even if you go ahead and break off the piece of wood and actually go ahead and open a door with it or clean your teeth, even that's an only an Issa de Rabbanan. So, Hacha Mutu L'Charchila. Over here, they will say it's Mutu L'Charchila because you're not even creating a kli. So, says the Gemara, the answer to the two questions we had above is simply that there's a machlokes tanoim over here between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim as to whether or not breaking off a piece of wood in order to make a kli is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. If you hold it's an issa d'oraisa, so it's going to be asur d'rabbanan to do it lahariach bo. And if you hold the breaking off to make a kli is only an issa d'rabbanan, so when you're doing it lahariach, when you're doing it just merely to smell, so it's going to be mutter b'charchila. Says the Gemara of Les Leiler of Eliezer, Hadet Tnan Shover Adam as Achavis Lechem and Mena Grogos of Vachel Iskavin Losis Kli. Says the Gemara, what does Eliezer do with the Mishnah? Meaning, we had seen that the Mishnah in Shabbos says that a person could go ahead and break open a Chavis in order to take Grogos, Ubivad Shalo Iskavin Losis Kli. In other words, it says over there that you cannot have the intention of making a Kli. So says the Gemara, says Rashi, V'hocha d'chi miskavin lasos kli ika chiyuva d'raisa, v'chilo miskavin l'gazur rabban l'charchila. In that case, you find that when you had the intention to make a kli, it's going to be nisa d'raisa. However, if that's not your intention, it's not even asim d'rabbanan, it's muta l'charchila. So why is it that over here, Rav Eliezer would say, in a situation where something is asim d'raisa, so for doing it with the intention of making a kli, so then without the intention, it's still going to be asur d'rabbanan. After Rahakar Rav Eliezer argued with this mission, so Ravashi kitanya hi b'mustiki. So says Ravashi, what it says over there that it's mutter in the Mishnah that shover adam choga shover adam eschav is lechav b'mena grogus b'vashi lo yiskaven lasas kli. That's talking about m'mustiki. Says Ravashi chovis shvura. Really, the barrel to begin with was broken open. What they did is they went ahead and held it together using a special, certain type of paste, a sticky material, but it was not really in any concern whatsoever making it a kli, because it already was broken open from beforehand. The shayla we're talking about over here is by something that we assumed the chavis was completely sealed all over. So when you go ahead and you make a nice, neat hole at the opening, so you're literally creating a kli, because beforehand, or a functioning kli. Beforehand, it was a sealed container, and now it's something which could be used to remove or to place inside of it, whatever you're going to use it for. So you're actually creating a new function. But over here, the Gemara is saying that the case that the Mishnah is talking about over there, when it says Shover Adam Chavis, the Chavis is really sure from beforehand. It's broken from beforehand, and therefore so what does it mean when it says Shover? Shover means you're just breaking open the seal. It was sealed with some sort of paste, and that's not going to be a problem, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why he would say that there's no reason even to be osur midrabanan in that particular situation. If you need the grogos inside, it's permissible to go ahead and be shover such a kli.
So I'm going to use this opportunity to ask, how do we paskin by like Coke bottles or even bottles of wine?
So every situation is a separate discussion. A Coke bottle, you mean like a
with
a
twist cap?
Right. You know? So the plastic caps So that you're probably not making a kli over there, meaning the bottle itself was already made into a kli before Shabbos, and even the plastic cap was also, I mean, you don't usually view a cap as being a kli, but technically it is, and it was sealed only by, it's not literally mustiki, but a similar situation where you have something else perfect that's sort of holding it in place. So that's
more like opening a can. That would be a
right. So right.
Can
so
is
the,
more
so
of
the,
an issue.
The right. It used to be a Shiloh when it came to the metal soda caps. So I think the way they used to seal it, it would be a flat piece of metal. The machine used to actually go ahead and sort of press it around the entire thing. So it would when you would remove that for the first time, you were sort of creating a functional kli that didn't really exist in that form beforehand. That was more of a shiloh. When it comes to the plastic caps, so they're already fashioned beforehand, and then just the machine just screws it on, and with that tab that sticks to it. Soda cans, correct. Soda cans is more of a shiloh. That sounds like more, you know, conceptually, it sounds more like the case of a chavis that is not shvura, right? It's a chavis that doesn't have the simple mustiki. It's literally sealed all around. On the other hand, one could argue that soda cans don't really have the status of kalim because they're disposable. Everybody throws them out right afterwards. So there's no, even though technically, you know, you could use it and reuse it again and again and again, but nobody does that, and it's considered disposable by all. But there may be situations, if you're dealing with kalim that are not necessarily disposable, that you have more of a serious shot. Not everybody's going to tell you that soda cans are mutter, but some will tell you that they are. So
do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer or like the Chachamim?
That the heter over here is only because it's talking about mustiki. We assume that that's the pshat over here. Ravashi's pshat kitani even mustiki. So I think that's generally the assumption.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, because this mishnah is used often within the context of this discussion. I mean, the poskim would talk about opening different types of bottles and packages on Shabbos, always refer back to this mishnah, and we assume that the chavis over here that's being described over here is one that was previously a kli and then was sealed with some sort of sealant, and then the question is, you know, opening it, you know, in order to remove the contents on Shabbos. Okay, the mishnah said megavev min hachatzer. You can go ahead and gather pieces of wood from the chatzer. So says the Gemara, according to Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, megavev min hachatzer madlik shekoma sheba chatzer muchanu. You can go ahead, you can gather from the chatzer wood, because anything that is in the chatzer is muchan, and then you can go ahead and can burn it. Ubavad shelo yaset siburin siburin, as long as you don't go ahead and make piles. If you're going to make piles, so then that's not allowed. Reb Shimon says even that's mutter. So you have a machlokas over here as to whether or not you're allowed to collect all the wood in your chutzah or a lot of the wood in your chutzah and make piles with it or not. So that's the machlokas. Tanakama says no. Reb Shimon says yes. So it says the Gemara, Maika Mifli. What's the machlokas over here? So Marsovar Mechse de Kamachnif Lamachal Yom Achrina. So the Tanakama says the problem over here is it looks like you're doing work for tomorrow. I mean, after all, who needs so much work on Yom Tov? Who needs so much wood on Yom Tov? So it looks like you're just going ahead and you're doing your gardening work, and you're collecting all the wood in your backyard and making nice piles, so throughout the rest of the week, you'll be able to have the wood readily accessible. That's what it looks like. Reb Shimon says, no. The bottom line is your kedera, literally, your pot, is muchachas alav, proves that you need it for this day. Meaning, it's evident that you're going to be doing cooking on Yom Tov, and you need to have the supplies ready, and so therefore you're gathering the wood on Yom Tov is only because you want to make sure that you are able to meet the demand, the cooking demands for Yom Tov itself, but certainly doesn't give the impression that you're gathering for another day. Then the Gemara says, about 5 lines at the bottom, Ein motzi an asa'or. It said in the Mishnah, you cannot go ahead and be motzi or. You cannot literally create a fire. So my time, Mishnah, to come molid b'Yom Tov. Because what you're doing is you're being molded, you are creating something which was in here beforehand. So even though we take for granted at this point that the use of fire on Yom Tov is permissible in ways that it's not on Shabbos, we talk about cooking, we talk about transferring fire, we talk about burning wood. Yes, all that is true. But this is predicated upon the assumption that the fire existed beforehand. But actually go ahead and to light a fire, l'chadchila, that's going to be asim mishum molid. Molad is only going to be an issa d'rabbanan. We're not talking about a real issa d'raisa of havara over here. So even lighting a fire in Yom Tov, which we don't do, would be a different level of an issa than it would be on Shabbos. Separate, of course, from the fact that melacha on Shabbos is more serious than melacha on Yom Tov, but it's not even because it's the melacha. Fundamentally, there is no issa of havara on Yom Tov. If there would be, then you wouldn't be able to transfer the fire. But creating the fire from scratch, striking a match, so that's an Isser Molid, which is an Isser Rabban. And of course, the huge nafkamin is over there in situations where you don't have a fire and asking a guy to light a fire, so that it's going to make a big difference, you know, what the reason for the Isser is. And finally, it said in the Mishnah, Ein Melabnin Isser Rafim, that you cannot go ahead and heat up the tiles, which would then be used to cook. So, Maika Ovid. So what did he do wrong? So Amar Rabbi Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Hocha b'Rafim Chadashim Askinan. We're talking over here about brand new tiles, right? They've never been used before, and the Bnei Shitzarech Levadkan. And what you first need to do is go ahead and be bodik them. Says Rashi, Im Yuchal Lakabel Levona Libuna. You have to see if it can handle the heat. Hilkach b'Yam Tevlo. You shouldn't do it. Dilma Paki, because maybe they'll crack. Because they can't handle that heat. And it turned out that what you just did extra effort, tircha, which was not really justified because these tiles couldn't handle the heat. So therefore, you have to go ahead and be bodik them beforehand to see if they are fit for use on Yom Tov. Again, the problem over here is that ultimately it would lead to tircha shalol tzarach. There are those that say no, but they should tzarach lechasman. They actually have to go ahead and heat it up beforehand. Lachshosam says Rashi in order to harden them. Behezek Rishon, him is Chazkin and Miskashin. That the first time you heat them up, they get very strong. So Hilkach Afagafta Letzorch Yamtif Nami Hu Datzolin Aleim. Even though yeah, it's Letzorch Yamtif because you're going to roast on them. Miu Cave in the Behezek Zenasikli Aser. But since heating them up for the first time does finish the process of their creation, you only becomes a full completed kli once it's been heated for the first time. So therefore, it's going to be aser because this is an iser of tikkun mana. So there's a big difference between these two opinions as to what the reason is. But the Mishnah says very clearly you cannot go ahead and heat these ra'afim, these tiles, in order to go ahead and beat sola on them on Yom Tov. Okay.